Blog Talk Radio.
Blingy greetings, it's your Bling International Diva, Miss Bling, and I am here blinging the airwaves on this wonderful Friday evening here in Atlanta, Georgia. It did rain a little bit, but looked like the sun trying to come out before it go down. I am here blinging it up and about to do a blingy check-in with my cousin from and castmate from Family by the Ton TLC show that we both were on. We're going to catch up and just, you know, talk about some things since, you know, life after reality TV. So I'm sure, I know a lot of people ask me about Shataka, so you'll be able to, you know, hear about what's been going on with her live on the air. I am going to play some music in a second, but just wanted to, you know, let you guys know that, and I don't know if you guys saw, but the last few weeks, Family by the Ton has been airing on the Life channel. I've got several calls saying that it was on TV. I still have yet to find where the channel was at on in Atlanta. But, okay, so, yeah, I think the last episode aired last week. And I haven't went back to watch it. And maybe I need to do, like, a viewing party or something, like a binge watch day or something like that. That's something that I could probably put into works while we're still dealing with this craziness with this pandemic. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play some music real quick, and then I will be back with my cousin, Shataka. This is, let's see, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo, Catch a Tiger Bite. Toes, you holler, let it go. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, boom. Okay. There we go. I found what I wanted to play. Be right back, Bling Radio. All right. That was Stars by Kindred and Family Soul. One of my favorite songs. But we are going to go ahead and bring on my fabulous cousin, Shataka. Hey. What's going on, lady?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, lady. I'm good. I love that song you just sang, too, girl.
I know. I was like, this is the perfect song to intro in, right?
Yes.
Yes, I had my my water bottle, and I was, like, singing in it, and I was him and her, so I was having to mute my
water bottle / microphone.
Right. Girl, what's going on? How you doing?
I am great, girl. I am absolutely blessed and highly favored. That's what I am.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. We have not seen each other in so long, and this pandemic ain't helping.
At all.
Yeah. It's not helping at all. It's been a while. So it's a few things that we're going to cover. Then I want you to just, you know, talk about some things that you want to talk about to the family, because they have been, every time I'm out, if somebody recognizes me from the show, after they're like, oh, you can't say that about me, then they're like, how's Shataka? How's your cousin? Is Shataka doing good? I was just so happy to see her just getting out and having fun. I mean, like, girl,
yes.
I'll call you and tell you, like, girl, I've seen somebody today. They was asking about Shataka. But, yeah, so you said you're doing fine. What's the update? Like, some just kind of update everybody, like, since they last heard from you, like, what's been going on?
Well, like I always tell everybody, that was not just a TV show, it was our real life, so the journey continues.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see the beginning through the television show, and because it was there's such a large amount of weight to lose, it's continuing. Life is, the weight goes down, and as my ability gets, as I get stronger, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually, you know, different things change, my perspectives, thought process, what you're able to do, what you like to do. So just making progress. That's what's going on.
Yes. Well, that's a great way to sum it up in a nutshell. You know, just, you're right. Like, that was, it was a reality show, but it was our reality. It really was our lives. And,
right.
People don't really understand that, because people were thinking that it was just, you know, it was our lives. They thought a lot of it was staged, and I'm like, no, it wasn't staged about our life. Like, that was, it, this was not the typical, this was more like a docuseries and nothing like Love and Hip Hop. And I think a lot of people compare the TV shows that they see on a regular. This is a different breed of a reality show.
Yes.
So,
it's a mixture, like you say, of a documentary and a reality TV. So, yeah, there's not a lot of staging and scripting. It's totally non-scripted. So,
yeah. And it was pretty cool, because we were like, well, we are the first family that has ever went on national television to do a weight loss surgery together. So we are historical in our own way.
Yes. Yes. And I didn't realize
when it comes to reality. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, we are. So that's pretty dope to, you know, be carrying the crown of that.
So, yeah. It's heavy, and no pun intended.
Yes.
heavy.
It weighs a ton.
Okay.
It weighs a ton.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God.
You know,
I
didn't realize how much of an impact it would have when, you know, going into this venture. It was more so about, you know, just getting my own life together, because where I was, I mean, you know, the next stop, let's just be real, was not very pretty. It was death, you know, and so having this opportunity to do this was definitely about getting my own life together. And I did realize that it would probably impact some more lives, but I did not realize the magnitude. And I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I don't know if I would have moved forward with it had I known just how far reaching it would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can say the same. You know, I just didn't know. I knew that it would reach, but I didn't see how far that reach would be and who it would touch. And it's done a lot. It's done a lot. I think all of us individually and collectively, because I see quite a bit of messages where they like they're proud of the family and you know they follow the family and everything. So it's a pretty dope situation to be a part of. We are going to be on demand until 2099. That's like eternity. So
wow,
cable is yeah. That's what the year said on there. 2000. I think at first it said 2099.
Wow.
Available until 2099. So
I didn't even know
that.
That's
a part of history. Yes, yes, that's a part of history that we learned. Once I went to go look, because did you even know we was on TV like just the last few weeks?
No, unfortunately, I do not have cable, guys. And it's so sad. So I got cable to look at the show, and then after that,
yeah,
I cut it off. So.
Yeah.
Cable, but I can tell from the messages and the comments when the show is back on, you know, usually.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know, and I think I posted the other day that somebody said that it was on, it's just, you know, the whole, oh, I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, what did I do?
Right.
And I see all these random people start following me. Like, I was watching the show. I love your family. How's your cousin Shataka doing? And I was like, it's on TV now? And he's like, it was on the Life channel. I don't even know what channel that is. I went looking for it. I ain't see it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going back to bed because I don't know what's going on. But,
I guess that's good binge watching. I guess that's good binge watching TV for this season.
With
a little COVID and stuff going on. So,
Yeah, I would say I think that's a good reminder of what they need to do. Just to
so if
stay
you haven't
track.
Seen it, make sure you get your little binge watch in and watch our show. And if you have seen it,
right.
Look at it again.
Right, keep watching.
Okay.
Girl. Yeah, so I got some questions.
Okay.
Some of your favorite things to do since. Let me ask you this. How have you been, like, how are you handling everything with the pandemic?
Well, I wouldn't say fortunately, but fortunately, I don't know if that's an accurate word for it, but considering, you know, my lifestyle, the COVID pandemic has not really caused a lot of stress for me because, you know, coming from being bedbound, being home has not been a strain for me. You know, a lot of people who did not like to be at home, who, you know, can't stand being home and go out a lot. This has been a very strange situation for them to have to be, you know, locked in their homes. But for me, it's familiar.
Yeah.
It's not foreign. So it has not been a stressful situation for me. As a matter of fact,
okay.
I have kind of enjoyed it some because it makes other people kind of stay home with me and can, you know, I can help them transition. I go, there are things you can do to fill this time. So I've been blessed that I haven't had any close immediate family members or friends who have been affected by the disease, you know, directly.
Okay.
So that has been a blessing. So, you know, because of that, I'm not really feeling a lot of stress about it.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Because I know I've been seeing people, part of the bariatric family and the bariatric groups who are struggling to deal with it. But like you said, it's familiar for you. And for me, I have been dealing with it the best that I can. Because I just started to get used to going back out a whole lot of whatever. And I just kind of had to try to start doing some other activities in the house. And, you know, I was doing my virtual workouts with my trainer already, so it's not like a whole lot of stuff
hard
has changed
transition.
For me. Yeah. And her and I was just talking, we were talking about doing 4 days a week now, and just mm-hmm. making sure that I'm active, you know, the other couple of days. So I was just kind of doing projects in the house or whatever just to do stuff to keep me busy. But
it's so important to stay active. It's important to stay active because it, being at home is very easy to pick up. They call it the COVID-15. You can pick up the 15 pounds real easy. A lot of people are picking up weight because they're home. You know, even if you are working, a lot of people are working at home and it's not a lot of activity. So you have to be very intentional and deliberate with it. Make sure you don't do a lot of snacking. So in that aspect, that has been a different kind of challenge as well, too, though, you know, being home and stress. A lot of people stress eat, you know, because it's a stress situation. It's something foreign. We, you know, most people in this generation have never dealt with anything like this, you know. So, you know, you have tendency to stress eat. So just being conscious and trying to be mindful of, you know, what you're doing, that has been helpful, too. It makes you have to revisit all your everything, get things back in order.
Pretty much, for real. That's real. I'm just kind of looking at the way things are. Now you have everybody's at home, so everybody's online right now. So we got all kinds of stuff going on. Club quarantine starts at about 7 o'clock. I guess like about 7 to like 10, you got all the virtual clubs open up. You got DJs all over the world doing sets, asking for the Cash App or the collection plate or whatever they call it. Mm. And they playing music all night. They like, get your drinks, get your food, whatever it is, you know, put your clothes on and get ready to spin around in your living room. So some of my favorite DJs, I've been seeing them, you know, it's really been helping keep the world moving without moving, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I got you. So, it's almost like it's giving a new birth and bringing new life into the DJs again, you know. It's funny how, you know, even though things change, we adapt. As humans, we just keep adapting and keep, you know, morphing to fit whatever's going on. So,
right. Yes, girl. So we gonna talk about some of Shataka's favorite things.
Okay.
I want to ask you. I'll say five, up to five. If you can think of five, then that's fine. And if not, just a few, that's cool too. Just want to know some of your favorite things that I feel like the fans will want to know too. What is your favorite foods to cook now?
To cook? Oh, now. Okay, this is post. So, cause you know, it's two lists. You have pre-op and then post-op.
You want to do both? You can.
Well, everybody knows my famous taco salad from the show. So that's pre-op.
Yes.
But I still do it. You just have to make a few modifications. It's still good. You just change your little meat to a leaner meat and your low-fat yogurt. I mean, your yogurt for the top is sour cream and turkey for your meat. So I can still do that. But that's one thing I love to make, the taco salad. What's I like to cook? I like to cook seared salmon and vegetables. I love to do a medley of vegetables, fresh vegetables. I like to saute put them in the oven. I made some that yesterday, as a matter of fact. Salads. With it being the summertime, salads, all kinds of salads. Fruit salad, garden salad, chicken salad, pasta salad. I just love doing salads in the summertime. It's easy. It keeps nice and cool. You don't have to heat your kitchen up. And grilled meat in the summertime. So, all kind of grilled meat because it keeps long and have nice flavor. I don't like to cook the grilled meat. Oh, you said what I like to cook, so I can't count that. I don't mess with the grill. Grill food takes too much romance, and you have to nurse it and be around.
I can't
do that. I let my brother do that.
Yeah, it do. It really does, but it be so good when you get it.
I know. I'll season it, but I can't do the grill, standing in front of the grill, no.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Kado. And then what is some of your favorite things to do? Name like five of your favorite things to do. Be safe.
Since I'm able to go to the movie theater now, that is definitely one. Pre-op, I love watching movies and bootleg on TV, on the videos at home, yes. But it's been so nice to be able to actually walk into the theater and sit in the lovely chairs and recline back and enjoy the show on the big screen when it's actually out. I don't have to wait till it's out on DVD. But
yeah,
so that's definitely number one.
Okay.
Recently, for my birthday, I went to bowling. I hadn't been able to do that. I've been able to go and watch, but I actually do it, Daddy.
Dope.
But, hey,
it's
I can
okay.
do it now. I'm just happy to be in the midst. You know, I can actually attend stuff, to go to the park and sit on the bench and people watch. I'm not to the place where I can go jogging or bike riding in the park, but I can get to the park. And go out,
right.
and walk through my little bench or whatever and watch, and people watch and, you know, meet people. So just being able to be in the midst, something simple like going to the Walmart, you know, these are things now that, you know, that and before I couldn't do. So it's things that a lot of people take for granted, and it may seem simple, but for me, they are big steps, to, you know, in my progress of showing, you know, NSCs, non-skill victories, where I've come from, you know.
Yeah. So, you got any more?
Right now, that's all I can think of. I love spending time with family and friends and playing games, you know, like Taboo and Jenga, those types. I love doing stuff like that, to get together with my family and friends.
Okay. Cool. So, what can we expect? To come in the next few months, like after all this COVID stuff is over, like what are some of the things that you are aiming to accomplish?
Well, I definitely want to step up my speaking engagements. So I am available if you are looking for a motivational speaking speaker. I am available. You can just contact me through chitakalight@gmail.com. I definitely want to be doing more of those type of appearances. And I have a support, motivation support group we started online with my partners, my life coach, former life coach, Trina Peterson, and my fitness trainer, Lydia Dorsey Scott, that you guys seen on the show. We have a group called Giant Slayers. And you can find us on Instagram and on Facebook, Giant Slayers. That's with that's GIANTSLAYERZ. And you can find us there, and we have a lot of good content for motivation and just helping people who are in the same type of situation that I'm in to get started and to continue on with their weight loss journey, a holistic approach. Like I said, Trina's a life coach. And Lydia is a fitness trainer and also has a degree in psychology. And myself, who actually has gone through, has just life experience, have gone through these things. So you have a well-rounded support team of people who can kind of help you navigate through these rocky terrains of trying to figure out how to get your health on track. So I'm definitely looking forward to doing more things. We'll have more things coming up, you know, where you guys will see us more in some events coming up with that. Right now, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, at the stage of being bedbound, I didn't plan to be here. So right now I'm just excited about wherever God leads me and whatever he's doing with me. I'm just trying to have my spiritual ear open and to his leading and guiding. And another thing, I have a big move coming up. I'll be leaving the area where I live and moving to another area and being closer to my spiritual family. I have a new pastor since I have started this journey. His pastor, his name is LeJure Glasper, and he's the pastor of Church Kingdom Life in Olive Branch, Mississippi. So I'm already presently a part of the E family there, and you guys can join. We awesome work, awesome food, spiritual food, awesome growth, and so I'm looking to be relocating nearer to that as well.
No, you can't go.
Yes. I'm feeling it's very, it's going to be temporary, but I think it's a very necessary part of, you know, the next phase. You know, we grow and we evolve and we move from stage to stage to stage in life, to glory to glory to glory. And, you know, I don't want to get comfortable. I pressed into where I am. And you get comfortable here, you have to press into the next phase, you know, because it's continuing. We're continually growing and learning more about ourselves and becoming better and my greater me. So in my journey to becoming a greater me, I think this is the next step.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a bittersweet.
I know. Yeah, you just threw that on me. As much as I don't want you to leave, being selfish, like, I just want you to be here so I can, hey, I'm on my way over. and I guess I could say, I would love to say that I am definitely happy that, you know, just to see where you are, knowing where you came from and seeing where you went and where you're going is definitely amazing to watch on the inside, you know. So I'm really proud of you just for staying in the course and, you're welcome, and happy to see that you're happy and just where things are going. Like, man, it's just crazy. We don't know what the next phase is going to look like, but just keeping the faith and knowing that, you know, as long as you stay consistent and persistent and on top of, you know, your journey, you have nothing to lose. But wait.
Yeah, it's all gonna get greater.
I mean, really,
it's just all I can get is greater and greater and greater, you know. So that's what it's about for me right now.
So, what was it? Was it something else I was gonna ask you about? Music. Now I'm like, somebody just asked me. They was like, did I see Chicago on TikTok? So
yes.
I was like, yeah, she was dancing on TikTok. So what is? What are some of your favorite music to listen to these days?
Well, let me tell you about that TikTok video first. Now, my niece, she stays with me, and she was saying, Auntie, we need to do a TikTok video. I don't even have a TikTok account. I'm like, honey, that's y'all acting a little much now. And she shared with me, she said, well, I said, I'll tell you what, if you find something, I don't have to do a lot of foot movement because I'm still not – able to do too much foot action, you know, but, and she found a little the video. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, okay, we'll do it. And her little girl was there, my brother, and we had a good time just as a family. I enjoyed, you know, just doing something with all them together, especially getting my brother involved. And I was so shocked at how it was received on TikTok. So now I guess I have to start doing some more things on TikTok. That's a whole nother audience. I don't know if I'm ready for them yet.
It is.
So I don't know how much more dancing you'll see me doing on there, but I definitely want to try this more video. So you definitely, I'm excited about TikTok now. It's something new. It's a new little something to do. But back to your question about the music. I have a very eclectic taste in music, but my main music I listen to is like neo soul and contemporary Christian music. So right now, my song I'm loving, it's kind of get me hyped, and this is my work when I'm working out. I love to hear this song called Made for This by Matic. I don't know if y'all heard of that one before. If you have not, please check that out. I don't know if it's old or new or whatever. I just know I love that it gets you pumped. And and you know, my spiritual food, I love Jacqueline Carr. I hope I'm saying her name right. It's going to happen.
Right.
Okay. It's gonna happen. That's one of my favorites right now. And then because as my journey is continuing and I'm growing and loving Chautauqua and understanding some of the, you know, the things of why I've done the things I'm doing and correcting and trying to get corrective behavior, at this point I'm just happy being me. And so that's one of my that's an old school one. Your young cats might not understand that. Yeah, I said cats. Angie Stone, happy being me. I'm sure I'm my age now.
Yes.
You know?
Like, girl, you call me cats.
You young cats, so nothing about that. So happy being
right.
me. Comfortable in my own skin. You know, just, hey, I'm doing me.
Those
are my topic right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about, because we have done something that a lot of people have not done. Now, it's a lot of people that have had the surgery, but it's not a lot of people that have had surgery and had cameras on them all day and goddamn night. So
right.
let's talk about the experience just briefly. How can you explain in your own words what it was like going through the experience of having the weight loss surgery, being with it being documented the way that it was for reality TV?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I enjoyed it immensely, and it's such a, like you said, such a unique experience because it's a very small group of people who can really understand what it's like. I feel almost like it was my personal diary. Like I had somebody to just kind of journal my life for me. And even when I look back at it, that's what I feel like. And I'm so glad I did it. And I'm so glad we were able to do it together. And you'll have these memories forever. And not only they'll be memories for you, but they memories that you can share with other people and they help motivate other people. The day-to-day interaction of it, fortunately, we were blessed that we had crew that were very nice and that you could get along
yeah.
with. And so it didn't feel very intrusive or invasive to me personally.
Yeah.
During the filming, because my whole first season was in my home. So it was actually in my bedroom. You know, you have the cameras around and, you know, lights and things and, you know, and it was so funny because a lot of times the cameraman, you know, in order for a lot, I don't know if you guys, when you look at it next time, check it out, the scenes where I'm looking into my mirror, talking to my caregiver in the kitchen, I had things set up in my house that you could, you know, I could see in different places since I wasn't walking. And for a while they couldn't figure out why was I talking to my mirror instead of to the CNAs. And so when I explained what I was doing, so the cameraman would have to kind of stand up in the bed behind me to show the viewers the shot of why I was looking in that direction and to get a shot. So that was, you know, like I said, it gets very intimate and personal with you. You have to take care of your personal needs and people. It's a room full of people, not just yourself in here lotioning your body or whatever. And, you know, in your case, you know from taking a shower. So it's like it gets very personal.
Yeah.
And like I said, and it's a blessing when you have a crew that you know, understands what you know, and they're not obnoxious. They were very understanding. It felt very comfortable with them around.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that both seasons, even though we had different crew mostly, but both seasons, I thank God for the crew we had. I think that made it a lot easier. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I know that, you know, people, they wouldn't understand because when I talk to certain people and they try to compare the situation, I'm like, I kind of get it, like what you're saying, like, but I dealt with that in that manner, but not really. Like, I had to go through the same things, but it was a lot more pressure because we had camera crews around us.
Right.
Like, multiple times throughout the week, so...
So you'll mess up.
It was no room and no error because the time you did, that was documented and that was going to be for the world to see. And it wasn't that we wasn't, you know, being ourselves and doing what we would normally do, but, you know, just really, it really was another accountability factor to keep us on the up and up.
Definitely. In that sense, it was a help, you know, because, you know, being realistic, I don't know. I think I would have, but you know, that's still a factor in the fact that, like, the accountability that there are so many eyes watching. So you don't want to be the one that didn't lose weight this week or this month or whatever. So you definitely a motivation to continue to encourage you to, you know, to do the right thing and stay on track. I said, the your failures, you know, when you did have those upsets and stumbles, they were documented. And, you know, and I had a little one where I fell on the bed, which I was like, couldn't even believe. I said, really? You know? So
right.
That was one of my most embarrassing moments. But, you know, the
girl,
thing about it, it didn't even. It was bigger in my mind than it actually was, I think, you know. But,
yeah.
So it's definitely a unique experience, and it's hard to kind of put into words for everybody to really get a grasp or understand unless you've experienced it.
Right. You're right. Yeah, well, thanks for sharing that, because I think a lot more people should have clarity after, you know, hearing it, because they try to act certain things, and it's just some stuff that we didn't really deal with, that it wasn't a part of our story or our process. And then, like, you know, like when you got ready to go do your surgery and all that stuff, like we had to do like all these doctor's appointments and all that stuff, and it was just a different story for you. So, you know, everybody's situation is unique and different, and I try to, you know, talk to them about not comparing what somebody else did, because you can do what the next person did all day
and have a different
outcome.
It's an individual journey.
Yep.
Definitely. I think it's that one of the healthiest things I think I am able to do is to not get caught up in comparing myself with other people's journey, because I'm running my own race, and you know, I have been criticized for being the tortoise in this particular, you know, when people want to compare us to, you know, but I don't, when I say us, I mean as the family, as the whole, both cast and everything, because, you know, fans do that, the viewers, they will compare, we open our life to them, so we can't put a barrier on a blocker and say, well, you can talk about this part, but you can't talk about that part, you know, once we open our lives up and be transparent, it's open for discussion, and I have no problem with people want to discuss it how they want to discuss it, but it does not affect what I'm doing, in the sense that I won't get caught up in it. You know, it's everybody has the right to, you know, say, like I said, we opened our life to them, so I can't, I'm not angry at anybody or have any problems with anybody. But for the most part, I think, I know that I get most a lot of support. So I'm okay with that, because that was a concern going into something like this, you know, opening your life up and putting it before the world.
Yeah.
Not just your area
literally.
Or your country, the world, to put your life out and say, hey, this is my weakness. This is where I'm stumbled, where I have failed miserably, and I'm trying to get back on track. And I'm sharing it with you in hopes it'll encourage you and help you with your journey. And some people can take that and they glean from it what they can get, and that's a good thing, and encourage you along the way. And then there are others that look at it as an opportunity to tear you down or to tear people down and to try to, you know, make fun of. But I don't really concern myself. It's not my problem.
Right.
It speaks more about their life than it does speak about me, you know, so.
Yeah. I already know. So one other thing that I wanted to ask you, kind of tell us, like, what the day in the life of Shataka is like now, like a typical day for you. What's that like?
Well, with COVID, you know, it's a lot different, pretty much almost back like it was, not so much in the bed, but, you know, so far as not really leaving the premises. I go outside. I definitely make sure I get out and get fresh air every day, try to get movement in. I'm still working out with my fitness coach virtually. So Lydia, Lifted with Lydia on IG, guys. We still work out, and I've posted some of that. So I go outside and do that. We do that outside, and I'm doing cooking. Like I said, I have my niece and my brother is here with me. So I do most of the meal prepping, and I've kind of slightly got into meal prepping for other people. I have a few people that I kind of have flicked become my clients. It started out asking for a few things, and then it's like on a regular, I'm finding myself weekly doing stuff. So I don't know if that's a whole other business venture I'm about to go into. I think I'm kind of creeping into that arena a little bit. Outside, they're just daily, just the regular daily chores, you know, business planning and prepping and meal prepping and exercising and just regular house chores that everybody's doing, you know, spending time with my little niece, the one who's on the video, the baby grandniece. She's just been a joy to our life, and I just love hanging out with her. You learn so much about yourself from watching the children and how they respond to you. So that's been a blessing. Growing spiritually, you know. So that's pretty much it.
Okay.
It's a normal daily life.
Nice. And you know who else a lot of people ask about? Sabine.
Oh, my best friend.
You're like,
my
how's
sister,
it
my best friend.
How's it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I do see her at least once a week. She lives about an hour away from me, so we don't see each other daily. But I definitely, and when we do, we make it a special time to spend some time, sister time together. She's definitely a very vital part of my my support team, my stability, help keep me sane, help me unpack things when I feel like the world unraveling. And we do it for each other, for both of each other. So she's doing great.
Yeah.
And her and her boys, trying to help me on me and the ones that you saw on the show. I said one of them is here now, the one who's always pushing, doing all my pushing, I call him my muscle, Miles. So he's here now, so I get to see them regularly. Yes, but things going fine, doing great.
Dope. And I wanted to ask you, too, if it was any words of encouragement that you would want to give to someone who is thinking about taking the road that you've taken, the path and the journey that you've taken, or, you know, as far as weight loss surgery, what sound advice would you give to them to help them make that decision if they're going to go for doing it or not?
Mm-hmm. It ain't over till God says it's over. I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm 52 years old. I started this journey when I was 48, and I had come to a place where I felt like, okay, well, this is, you know, my plight in life. But little did I know that God said something different. So I would advise, if you are in a, where you're at home on your mattress top or whatever you're sitting on, and you know, your lounging chair, because some people have the recliner chair they can't get out of, and you have found yourself in a situation that you are, that your mobility is compromised to the point that you're not moving, don't throw the towel in. Do not throw the towel in. It's something simple as make sure you do motion every day. Call, inquire about the surgery. You know, I'm not saying the surgery's the answer for you. It may or may not be, but whatever it is, don't give up on life. Don't just sit there and give up on life. Make a decision that you want to live, If you make that decision, I think it'll start to draw all things into you, options that are available to you. I highly recommend the surgery if you are in a place that your weight has caused you to become immobile. Like I say, I'm not a doctor, and so I don't want to really kind of give that kind of medical advice out to anybody. But definitely do your diligence to try to find out if you can qualify for it and if you can get some help to do that. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on mine.
Very great and sound advice. Because I know somebody's gonna hear it. And they may end up, you know, making a decision based off the great advice that you gave. So I appreciate you for sharing that. And as far as people that have already done it and they're living in this time where we're, you know, I see people are struggling. They talk about their pandemic snacks and all that stuff. What advice would you give to the people that's actually done it, that's out of the honeymoon stages, that's trying to, you know, maintain and not gain going through this pandemic?
Yeah, that's a tricky, there's a slippery slope there. But I think, like I've always said, a steady, well, my mom used to tell me, a steady drip of water will drill a hole in a rock. So you just got to keep on trying. And no matter what happens, you know, if you mess up, get up, get back up. It's not over because you had a, you know, slip up or you fell or you got off track. The main thing is don't stop.
Yeah.
You got to keep on. You know, there's another little saying that says that the reason the Indian rain dance works is because they don't stop dancing until it rains. So don't never stop dancing.
Yeah.
You got to keep on trying. You got to keep on trying. It's, you know, your victory is there. You just have to, you have to keep pressing towards it. And it's a continuous thing. It's not a situation where I feel that you ever kind of just, I have arrived. So even when you get to your goal weight, you have to maintain it. It's
right.
Business that has to be done. So pressing is the main thing. I think the pressing is the key. You got to keep pressing.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I know that they were really, this would be really helpful for a lot of people on. We covered a lot of bases when it comes to sound advice for people who have had it, people who are thinking about having it, and people who have that's not going to have it but still want to know how to maintain life, you know, during these times. So I appreciate all the advice that you have given everybody.
I hope it's helpful. I mean, you know, you hear all the time that surgery is not a magic trick. It's just a tool, because the same equation still works for weight loss. You got to burn more than you take in, even with the surgery.
Yep.
So, you know, that's just the fact.
You think it's a quick fix. No, boo. It is not a quick fix.
It definitely helps. But, yeah, you still got to do the same equation, though.
Yeah, definitely. So the question that I ask everybody that I interview, and I think I've asked you this before, and I think I've already did something for you, but if it's anything that you could think of that you would want me to bling out for you, what would it be?
I think you already do these anyway, too. Maybe my reading glasses frames. If I'm having to use them every day now.
Reading glasses
okay. Are my tennis shoes. They're my tennis shoes or something like that. One of those.
We definitely got to bring you some shoes.
Yes,
like, we exactly.
Girl, I've got these new Skechers. I'm just giving them a free plug. I am loving this memory foam stuff and these. I'm like, oh my God, these shoes feel like slippers. Like,
really?
It definitely helps when you're trying to exercise. Yes, these Skechers memory foam, honey. I love them. Anyway, so yeah, we can bling them. I keep these on.
Okay. I'm gonna have to you have to text me a picture of them so I can see them, so I can see what we can do to them.
Yeah,
to put that in the work. Okay.
So Skechers,
alrighty,
don't
and,
prepare them shoes. Look, Skechers, send us a pair of those shoes now.
Right. Don't make me put my PR hat on. When I'm done, and then we're like, girl, you got some shoes on the way.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, ladies, if you're plus size, and you know, because it's harder on the joints, so you got to have some shoes that really can support your feet. I highly recommend these. The Skechers memory foam shoes.
Dope. Okay. And let everybody know where they can. Well, before you do that, is there anything else that you want to say to the listeners tonight?
I love you guys, and thank you guys for rocking with Taka, being Taka Rockers, and for loving our family and loving family by the time. And I just appreciate all the support and all the prayers that you guys sent up on our behalf. And I can't wait to see what's next. And I hope you stay tuned and watch in, too. Even if we don't have the whole show, you can find us on all our platforms. I think that was what you were going to ask me next, where you can find me.
Yep. Yep, where everybody
know
where they can find you at.
I'm Chitaka Light everywhere. Chitaka Light, CHITOKALIGHT. No underscores, no hyphens, nothing. Just Chitaka Light on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on Twitter. That's me everywhere. And ChitakaLight.com is also where you can find me. And you can get me at ChitakaLight@gmail.com. I'm Chitaka Light everywhere.
Yeah. Right. Well, yes, Cubby, I am so glad to have you on the show tonight. Just want to bring you check in just to let everybody know that you're doing well, amazingly well. That pretty much answer all the questions for people who I've seen on the streets and how, and so they be leaning in to me, girl.
Like it's a secret.
Doing, girl.
And
right.
You know, I do want to say something else.
Guys, okay.
When you see me in the street, it's okay to come up and speak to me. I see you looking, and I hear you guys. I hear you and Drew and Naomi and Mama Belle talk about how people come up and say, oh, I saw your show, blah, blah, blah. And I say, they just look. Most of the time they won't come up. I am friendly. It's okay to come on in. Come on in and say hello. Well, I was going to say get a hug, but because COVID right now, we can't do the hug thing. But
right.
All this clear up. But it's definitely okay to speak. Come over. You see me on my Sooty card in Walmart. It's okay to come over and say hello, you know. And because, you know, I'm still my mobility. I have mobility issues. I think people are nervous about, like, they don't want to throw me off. I guess they don't want to trip me up or something, you know. I'm with someone too, because usually, you know, I'm with somebody who's driving me or, you know, with me. So I don't know if they don't want to interrupt, but it's very seldom you catch me by myself in the street. I think that might be it too. But please, my family and friends, they know you come up and say hello to Shataka. It's okay. Tell me if you're a taco rocker. Huh? I'm a taco rocker. Come on over.
Right, I'll be like, down the following. She talk a light on everything. Just go look, like go message or something. Like if you really want to know, you can find her. She, her, all of them, they're reachable. Like
yes,
they do ask.
We down earth people. Mhm.
Yes, we are. Well, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Enjoy this, I would say, this birthday weekend. Enjoy this holiday weekend. Girl, COVID got us all messed up. It's
I know. Is it Memorial or Labor Day? It's
Valentine's Day. Memorial. I almost said Valentine's Day.
Girl, I'm not sure you said Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Where is my mind at? I went all the way back to February. Okay.
I know. Look, the bacon. you won't.
Right. What I say, I get a piece of bacon and then I was in my superhero powers.
Whatever she gets sleepy,
it's
she
so
misses
crazy.
The bacon. With... That's how I know she gets it. I'm like, okay, girl, we got to go to the phone because you don't say something about bacon.
Yeah. Like, I had bacon. Did I have bacon this morning? Yeah, and it literally was my superpower today. I had bacon this morning, and you didn't even believe the type of day that I had. Oh my God, we got to talk later. Because you
had your bacon,
like,
this morning.
I had my bacon. Matter of fact, ain't that what Naomi called me? Naomi called me bacon. So,
oh, really? I didn't know
that. Yeah.
Oh, so, shout out to Naomi. Today is her birthday. I forgot. Today is Naomi's birthday.
Happy birthday, Cousin.
Yeah, so I talked to her right before I came on. Yeah.
Okay.
So y'all go by.
Cool.
Go by and drop some love on her page and wish her happy birthday.
Cool beans. I will make sure that I do that as well.
Mhm. But I have enjoyed it, cuz, and I'm sure we're gonna talk later after the show. And thank you guys for tuning in. And I definitely have enjoyed it. And you have to return the favor.
Yeah.
You have to come on my YouTube show. So we're going to set that
whenever
up.
Whenever you're ready.
You guys.
Yes. Whenever you're ready. I got to come over to the crib.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to do it. You can come over here. And yes, I forgot to say that. Check out my YouTube channel, guys. Check out my YouTube channel. I'm starting a series called Bigger Than Me. So I only have one interview on there thus far, but I have others coming. So stay tuned and keep your eyes open for that.
Nice. Cool. Well, yeah, I'm ready whenever you are. Just let me know. And matter of fact, when we talk tonight, we can set up a date and I can come by.
All right. We'll do that.
All right,
guys.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, babe. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right. That was my cousin, Shataka. and glad we got a chance to talk. And, you know, I have two platforms, so you can reach me at everything, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's at Bling Radio Show. And for the Siobhan by the Ton, all my VSG weight loss TV stuff, that is at Siobhan by the Ton, and that's S-H-A-V-O-N-N-E by the Ton. And you can go to my link on my Instagram, and it's a link tree, and it's linked to my online store, and it's linked to my YouTube channel and some of the interviews that I've done. I'm working on my YouTube channel, getting stuff together. So, yeah, you'll be able to see some of the other stuff that I do with my online store. I Bling It All and all that good stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. So, yeah, make sure you check out my cousin, Shataka Light. All of her social media is at Shataka Light, and it's C-H-I-T-O-K-A-L-I-G-H-T. It's been a beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon to share with you and her, and I appreciate you for tuning in. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful and blingtastic weekend. Stay safe. I'm out. Peace.